The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's time for Boxed, and I'm joined by the presenter of Screen Time, John Farley. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You have chosen Black Doves.
Yes. Now, Netflix, very cleverly, are billing this as a Christmas watch.
It is a bit.
Have you ever seen the movie Die Hard?
Yes.
And they say that's a Christmas movie.
Because it happens
it's set
around Christmas time.
But it's not like Santa Claus.
In the house of the main character played by Keira Knightley, they have a lovely stairs going up, and wrapped around it is Christmas tinsel and Christmas
lights.
And therefore, it's a Christmas movie.
Case closed, folks. No, but it's clever marketing. I'm a massive fan of Netflix, so I've no issue with it. But it's like, they have this great TV show called Black Doves, and you almost feel like, let's set it at Christmas. You know, because Netflix have, I will get to the show in a second, but they have huge success in recent years of launching stuff at Christmas because people will watch a lot of TV at Christmas.
People will binge pretty much everything that's available.
And Bridgerton owes its success really to the Christmas watch. So I think they're hoping Black Doves will be one of those. So what we have is Keira Knightley playing seemingly a very happily married woman to the British Defence.
A Tory
secretary.
Wife.
A Tory wife in the most Tory sense of the phrase. And this is from a guy called Joe Barton. And he said he read this thing in a paper once about someone who had died and the person was grieving them, but they weren't married. They were having an affair. And it's this idea, he had this idea of how do you grieve in secret? So it turns out Keira Knightley not only is married to the defence secretary, she's having an affair with this man, we learn, who dies very early on. So far, so normal.
And you think, though, that why would she be having an affair? Because after all, she's the mother of twins. She's married to a cabinet minister.
Yeah.
Why is she jeopardizing everything by having a fling with this guy?
Well, it turns out that her whole marriage and her whole life really is based on a big bit of a lie because in essence, and this isn't a spoiler because it's in the first episode, she's married to this British Defence Secretary because it's part of a covert spying operation.
Helen Webb is not Helen Webb.
No, indeed she isn't. She is a black dove. Den, 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 right? And the black doves are this crowd of spies, but they're spies for money.
Yeah,
you know?
they're not reds under the bed or anything like that. They are in it for the hard cash.
In it for the hard cash. And so it turns out Keira Knightley is damn good at this. And controlling the purse strings of this and controlling all these people are the great Sarah Lancashire, who we know from soap operas, but Happy Valley.
Yeah. Now, she doesn't have to stretch very much in this role.
No, she sits around like a, I hope I'm not being offensive, but a modern day Yoda and just sits in her chair and dispenses wisdom about killing and what needs to be done. So I'll give you a flavour of her opposite, I should say, Ben Whishaw, who is this trigger man who comes into the story and is a friend of Keira Knightley's. I have to say, I struggle with the fact that with three kids, Paddington is big in our house and he is the voice of Paddington. So when he's threatening to kill people, I can't help thinking of marmalade sandwiches. But if you can park that.
She's been feeding us government secrets for 10 years now and I don't need to tell you how lucrative that's been for us.
Mm.
If our husband finds out that she's A, a spy, B, an adulteress or C, God forbid both, then we're screwed and she's out and I don't even know what happens then. I want you to find out if there's someone after her and if there is, I want you to remove them as a threat.
You want me to hunt assassins for you?
Well, you've hunted everyone else. It's delicate, this situation, Sam. She's delicate. So I need someone I can trust. And more importantly, I need someone she can trust. And I do believe you owe her. Right then. Good.
This man she had an affair with, did she say why she got involved?
Yes. She said it was love.
And he is the assassin with something of a heart of gold. Well, he is a vulnerability, an emotional vulnerability.
He does. And what I said about Paddington was maybe a bit facile. He's brilliant in this. He really is. And he has a vulnerability. And there's stuff in his past to do with his ex-boyfriend. That is one of the best parts of the way the series unfolds because it begins with him having lost love, let's say. And then you find out why he lost love.
And we also find out why he owes Helen Webb.
Yeah, exactly. So it's incredibly well plotted. And we haven't even mentioned the whole Chinese ambassador. And there's this whole geopolitical thing going on. And who might actually be paying the Black Doves for all the stuff that's going on? Now, You've watched this, right?
I've watched four episodes of it, and there's one line that comes to mind when the British Prime Minister, who's, if you like, a small bit part in all of this, where he says to the Defence Minister, which is Mr. Webb, everything you think you know about the way the world works is not true.
Yeah.
Forget about everything you think about reality. It's not.
Yeah.
It's something other.
And this show bears that out, certainly in this world. Now, I will say this to you. It's kind of daft, but I'm suggesting everyone should watch it because it's wildly entertaining. I mean, Keira Knightley is like Superwoman in this and can, you know, put up Christmas decorations and then kill three people. Like, it's a bit unbelievable, but I'm not complaining about it.
Her backstory doesn't tell us how she got all of these skills, really.
No, not at all. But park that, because I think go along for the ride, and it is a brilliant ride. It truly is.
It's also quite comedic at times.
Very funny. Now, you mention her backstory. So what happened was she was going for a job as a translator. And that's a slight spoiler. But anyway, and then they realise there's more to this lady. So maybe take a flavour of this.
She's about 9.5 years into her sentence, isn't she? She was sent down just before you left the country in such a hurry. Daisy, we have a company policy. We don't hire someone with these kind of family complications.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity, and I'm sorry for wasting your time.
You didn't. When you get home, call this number. You will be put through to a woman named Reed. Tell her that I told you to call her. Tell her that I said I think I found one.
Found one what?
A little black dove.
It's sort of hogwash, but there you go.
Very pleasant.
Very enjoyable. The actor who plays that guy there, the interviewer for the job, I don't know who he is, but he's familiar.
His name momentarily escapes me as well, but he's very familiar. He's like someone out of The Apprentice. There's a brilliant supporting cast in this. You mentioned that guy, but the Lenny, who's this other kind of person in charge of hitmen, is brilliant.
The Irish woman, who is she? She is brilliant.
Ella Lily Hyland, who I'm going to be interviewing in about 15 minutes, and I'm delighted to say you thought she was brilliant. No,
absolutely. And it's so comedic that there's two lesbian hit women, although hit men is the correct term, irrespective of gender.
Trigger man, to be precise about it. And they're absolutely brilliant. And what I really like about her in is she keeps her Carlo Midlands accent. I better find out where exactly she's from in the next 15 minutes.
It's very funny.
It's very funny. And it's comedic. But she's also a real badass. Now, she was in a show on Amazon a few years ago called 15 Love. She is definitely one to watch.
Yeah, I must say I'm enjoying it. I've still two episodes to go, and I really don't want it to end.
Well, the good news or the bad news is I've watched it all. They've commissioned a second series, so it's going to happen. The ending, a little protracted, I felt, but look, this is a great, great watch. And the test, the John Fardy couch, my wife, who watches all this with me, said, let's watch another one. Like, she was loving it as well. So a population of two are adoring this. You know?
Anything else you want to recommend for us over Christmas? We will be binging.
We will be binging loads of stuff. Apparently, I'm going to be back on Monday to tell you all about that.
All right, we'll hold that thought.
Because you'd have to pay me double time if I do that.
Some of the comments coming in. Sarah Lancashire is brilliant in Black Doves. She should be playing M in the next Bond movie.
That's a good point.
She's like a chameleon. You forget that it's Sarah. She so inhabits the character. The rest of them are okay. The plot, better than some. It's kind of damning.
I think they're all great. Keira Knightley is brilliant.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Carlo girl, Ella Lily Hyland, is phenomenal in Black Doves as an assassin. She stole the show for me. That's from Leo. And I've kind of tried to agree with
that. She's absolutely brilliant.
Just this, that quickfire banter between the two female trigger men.
Absolutely. And it's very well written. There's great jokes in it as well. I was going to quickly tell you what was on screen time this week, if that was okay.
I was about to ask.
Sorry, darling. Kerry Washington is in a new movie called The 666, which you'll be fascinated by, about this regiment of African-American women in World War II who had to sort out the American postal system. Fascinating stuff.
Okay, I hope it's not like the Museum Men. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. No, it's better than this. It's better than this. And it's on Netflix from Friday. From tomorrow. And I'm also talking to the director of The Lion King, the new movie Mufasa, Barry Jenkins, who gave us Moonlight a couple of years ago. So a great show, if I may be so bold as to suggest.
Okay, John Fardy, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.